A test pilot took Solar Impulse 2 on its first flight, which lasted 4 hours. Then project co-founder Andre Borsberg took off and stayed in the air for a full day. These test flights are crucial because flying a four-engine plane powered only by sunlight, which charges its batteries, at a cruising speed between 50 and 100 kilometers an hour requires a lot of special skills. Solar Impulse 2 is a single-seater, so Borsberg and his co-founder and fellow pilot, Bertrand Piccard, will take turns during 25 flying days stretched over 5 months. But both men are determined to show the world that sustainable energy sources are ready for everyday use.
To fly with a solar airplane needs an airplane which is extremely energy efficient. And we have technologies which you could use in your home, that people could use in ground transportation, and that's what we want to show around the world.
In order to be efficient, the plane must be light, so pilots sacrifice not only cockpit space, but pressurization. They had to practice yoga and self-hypnosis to endure long periods with little sleep, such as the 5-day non-stop flight over the Pacific. Pilot Bertrand Piccard, who was also the first to circumnavigate the world in a hot air balloon, is also a clean energy enthusiast.
We want to show that clean technologies and renewable energies can achieve the impossible, like flying day or night in an airplane with no fuel. And this is the way to encourage governments and societies and corporations to reduce their energy consumption, to be more energy efficient, like we are.
Solar Impulse 2 will be followed by a team of 80 dedicated technicians, making sure that it performs without flaws until it returns to Abu Dhabi by early August. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.